Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You missed it earlier. We had our guy Will Conkle on with us as he was with us for two segments in the 2 o'clock hour. Good conversation with Will as he was at Texans mandatory minicamp day one, also covering the Astros. I'm sure he'll be doing his thing out there tonight. But something Will said earlier, he said he heard that from the Texans, from him, that they got 100% participation thus far in mandatory minicamp. Just maybe everyone wasn't out there or on the field. Which is good. As I said, I expressed to you who wasn't practicing and or who we didn't even see out there, right? And this according to Aaron Wilson, working on the side field today, not in the regular practice, but on the side. Braxton Berrios, he was doing that during OTAs as well. Danico Autry was working on the side field, not practicing. Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce. Also, Christian Harris. I didn't even see Christian Harris at all out there. Maybe he was inside getting work in. Did you see? I didn't see Henry Toa Toa.
Well, I did not, no.
Maybe he was inside getting work or something as well. Damian Pierce, as we said, didn't out there. Didn't see him out there either. With Joe Mixon, according to Aaron Wilson, Mixon is out of his walking boot, per sources, and now in an ankle brace. Mobility much better, and he's tracking well for training camp. So that one there makes some sense, Clint, that he would be out there. We saw Trent Brown doing the same thing as he was doing at OTAs. Still in street clothes, but out there, as D'Amico said earlier, pouring into a lot of his teammates, coming off the field and helping guys like Ariante Ursary and Blake Fisher. So there are several guys that weren't there out there on the practice field. And Clint, I don't know about you, there are two that really jump out to me. I get Joe Mixon, fine. But the Damian Pierce and Christian Harris thing to me is interesting. Those are two players that I would say are players that probably need to prove themselves. Players that probably, I don't want to say fighting for roster spots, but maybe in that ballpark. I think Damian Pierce definitely is now when they sign Nick Chubb. And we haven't seen them at OTAs or at today's mandatory minicamp. And we've heard other guys' injuries, and we've not heard this from those two. Those guys clearly jump out. Again, as we said during OTAs, not sure of what the reason that they aren't out there. But those two seem like those are guys that really need to be out there competing for their jobs, because all of a sudden you look up, those were two guys coming into year one or year two of this thing that you thought could be major players. Hell, Damian Pierce, when D'Amico got here, was the best option on offense they had, right? He was another guy they thought they that would be a part of their offense. He said that Christian Harris was the most talented linebacker he's ever coached and had a great second half of that first year and into the playoffs. And those guys are in different places right now. And hell, EJ Speed, you could see as somebody that could be a replacement. And now, obviously, Nick Chubb is here. Those two really jump out that haven't been there.
Yeah, look, there's no question about it. I mean, both of those guys are at positions where that position room specifically is full. And there's some really good players. And they've brought in better players. So just the position in general is extremely competitive. The linebacker crew probably at the starters and the running back room definitely from the two down, or let's call it from the three down, because I don't think Nick Chubb's competing with anybody in that room. But the reality of it is, yes, I mean, new offense, mandatory camp, position room being stacked, these guys should be out there. Now, look, I don't know what's going on with their injuries, so I don't know. I don't want to put put the cart before the horse here, but I know whatever's going on with them better be serious to keep them away from not just being there but participating.
Yeah, that's it's an interesting thing, man. I'll be honest with you, I don't know if it's a coincidence, Clint, that those two guys in particular aren't out there. I don't know what it means. I think it's that we haven't heard any reports injury wise or why they're not out there. Like, those are two guys that you would almost want. If you're the team, you want to get out reasonings if there are logical reasons that they're not out there, because there are players that people kind of have a feel about.
Well, the Christian Harris thing is the one that I want to see that I don't understand. The Damian Pierce, I think I think that's ran its course. I think it's time to move on. The Christian Harris thing to me is
you don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Is I guess fascinating is the right word, because you mentioned earlier D'Amico's comments. We've had him on the post-game show multiple times. He seems to be a guy that is cut from the Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryan's cloth, without a doubt. You just look at his playmaking ability, on the field with the speed. He is today's linebacker. He is what you want your linebacker first and foremost to be, is a guy that with that kind of speed, that kind of open field tackler, with that kind of ability to cover. I don't care who's here. I mean, there's not a linebacker here that if Christian Harris is playing at his peak, he's not better than. There's just not. Look, it's totally different player than Henry Toa Toa. Totally different player than Azeez Al-Shaair. So you're not talking about those guys. It's not. Those are different linebackers. You know, you're talking about your speed linebackers. And look, I just think this from a talent perspective, he's elite. And so that's the one that's fascinating. Look, if the injury's still holding him out, then so be it. But whatever's going on there seems to be real trivial. And I'm fascinated with what, you know, what the fallout could be or what the end game here is, whether it's for Christian Harris or D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah. With Damian Pierce, are you at all a little disappointed that it seems like he's not going to get a – now with Nick Chubb here, right? The writing's on the wall. You're a little disappointed he's not going to get a shot to show the Texans that he could be at least a viable threat.
No. He's had 2 years, man. I mean, Devin Singletary ended up getting all the run. They trusted him more than they did you in a time when you could have been the bell cow kind of deal, and they clearly didn't trust or want you in those scenarios. You fast forward, and now all you got to do is be a backup for Joe Mixon. They didn't trust you to be that guy. That you're there's an opportunity to be a third down back. They don't trust you to be that guy. Really, the only time that they trusted you and played you in a way that it benefited Joe Mixon is when Joe Mixon was out at the end of the season and not playing. So he played against the Tennessee Titans. No, look, I think Damian Pierce, he's ran his course here in Houston. It's time to move on. I like the kid. I wish him well. It wouldn't surprise if he didn't go somewhere. This system, the system, Bobby Slowick's system that he was in for 2 years, I think is it's being ran all over the league to some degree. Maybe not the exact system, but the more successful ones. Terminology wise, I think he'll be fine. He'll probably get another shake somewhere, and that's great. But I think here in Houston, it's ran its course. I don't think the Texans should plan on going into another season allowing a guy to even compete and potentially win a job that you clearly don't trust, that you clearly don't believe is the guy. So, yeah, no, I think they've moved on from
They've made every move in the offseason to show it. They move up to go get Woody Marks in.
Yeah.
And obviously, and Nick Chubb wasn't the only person he was rumored with. And listen, man, I know there's a feel that the natural thing is Bobby. Just to kind of blame Bobby Slowick for things with everything concerning the offense. I'll just say I don't think it was just on Bobby Slowick that didn't have the belief in Damian Pierce. I don't think the deal was, all right, now that we've got him out of there, you know, now Damian Pierce is going to be. I don't think it was just Bobby. I think a lot of people had feelings, these similar feelings, and that's why they're making the moves past him. All right, coming up as we continue a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll get you caught up to hear from D'Amico. D'Amico spoke about what he wants to get out of minicamp, and C.J. Stroud spoke about his shoulder soreness. You do not want to miss that. And news coming in here in the last couple of minutes from the captain, Joe Espada, concerning some of his injured players, including Yordan Alvarez. We'll let you hear the latest on that as we continue right here live. A little 5 o'clock fire coming up next right here on The Drive.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.